Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
O angels of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O heavens, bless the Lord.
O waters above the skies, bless the Lord.
O powers of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O sun and moon, bless the Lord.
O stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
O showers and dew, bless the Lord.
O winds of God, bless the Lord.
O fire and heat, bless the Lord.
O winter and summer, bless the Lord.
O dews and frost, bless the Lord.
O frost and cold, bless the Lord.
O ice and snow, bless the Lord.
O nights and days, bless the Lord.
O light and darkness, bless the Lord.
O lightning and clouds, bless the Lord.
O let the earth bless the Lord.
O mountains and hills, bless the Lord.
O all works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
O all green things on earth, bless the Lord.
O wells and springs, bless the Lord.
O seas and rivers, bless the Lord.
O whales and all that move in the seas, bless the Lord.
O all birds that fly in the air, bless the Lord.
O all wild animals and cattle, bless the Lord.
O children of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord.
O priests of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O servants of the Lord, bless the Lord.
O spirits and souls of the righteous, bless the Lord.
O holy and humble hearts, bless the Lord.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Praise him and magnify him forever.
A reading from the first book of Moses called Genesis, the first and second chapters. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. And God said, "Let there be an expanse in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters." And God made the expanse, and separated the waters that were under the expanse from the waters that were above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse heaven. And there was evening and there was morning, the second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind, on the earth." And it was so. The earth brought forth vegetation, plants yielding seed according to their own kinds, and trees bearing fruit in which is their seed, each according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. And God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. And God said, Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the heavens. So God created the great sea creatures and every living creature that moves, with which the waters swarm according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas, and let birds multiply on the earth. And there was evening and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, Let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the heavens, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in creation. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
God shall bless us, let all the ends of the earth fear him. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
And make his face to shine upon us.
That your way may be known on earth.
Your saving power among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its increase.
God, our God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us.
Let all the ends of the earth fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
God shall bless us. Let all the ends of the earth fear him.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, the fourth chapter. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourselves know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my needs once and again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Glory, 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 glory,
reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." O Lord, have mercy on us. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Unite my heart to fear your name, that I may walk in your truth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light.
From God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is St. Paul's letter from prison to the Christians in Philippi, especially these words: "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This is our text. We all know the story, which we'll probably watch or read again in the coming month, of how the Grinch tried to steal Christmas. But I wonder if you know the story of who tries to steal Thanksgiving. No, I'm not talking about some kind of culture war or political divide. And no, I'm not talking about someone literally running off with a turkey under one arm, stuffing under another, and a pie in each hand. No, I mean the kind of thief who creeps in, leaves your precious stuff untouched, but sucks the thankfulness straight from your soul. He doesn't care about how much or how little you have, as long as you don't enjoy any of it. His chief delight is in making us grumpy, bitter, and discontent. And if this thief were writing the letter to the Philippians, he would have said it like this: "Not that I am speaking of being satisfied, certainly not. For I have learned in whatever situation I am to be discontent. I know how to remain unhappy, whether brought low or abounding. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need with bitterness. I can do nothing, enjoy nothing, receive nothing without strong resentment." Who is this thief? It is comparison. Comparison is the Thanksgiving thief. By nature, we are people who like to compare. We tend to compare ourselves and our stuff to others. We compare especially external, quantifiable, objective things with the things they have: homes, cars, educational and work pedigrees, salaries, electronics, vacation destinations, physical characteristics, spouses and families, and so on. If it exists, then we can find a way to compare it in some fashion. We make a comparison out of everything. And what happens when we begin to compare things with others? Well, you know how it is. We begin to make a comparison, and we can see all of the flaws and defects in the things that we have. We know every ding and scratch in the car that we drive. But boy, the car that person drives, it looks pristine. We want what the other person has, and we become dissatisfied with what we have. I know it's probably quite obvious among children. I see it on a daily basis, more or less. Where one child sees the toy another child has, they may have five toys in their arms, but they see the one the other child has, and they throw a fit over it. Okay, so we adults don't throw fits anymore, but way too often, we're children on the inside. Comparing ourselves with others not only makes us unhappy, discontent, and bitter, but it ruins what we do have. Trying to be the Joneses will ruin the Gregories or anyone else. So tonight, we are invited to step away from comparison, put away our cell phones and our Facebook scrolling, and instead we are invited to step into the gifts that our Lord has for us. And we are invited to receive our blessings not with comparison, but rather with thanksgiving. And this is true no matter what our lives may look like today or what they may have been like in the past year. For some, the past year has been a year of success, and for some, it has been a year of painful finances. For some, it has been a year of good health, and for others, it has been a year of struggles and trials. So how can we be content? Well, consider St. Paul. If you want a comparison, then let's look at him. And I'll venture to say that you'll think that you have it pretty well. Because when St. Paul was writing to the Christians in Philippi, he was writing from prison. He had been in prison for a while already. Sure, his prison probably didn't mean in every instance that he was shackled, but he was limited in where he could go, and who he could see, and what he could do. His life was not his own. And not only that, but St. Paul's life is nearing its end. When he writes that letter, it's not long before he'll be hauled in front of Caesar, and his head will be taken off for being a Christian. Anyone wish to trade places with St. Paul? And yet St. Paul is the one who speaks not out of bitterness, not out of discontent or unhappiness, but he is the one who speaks out of contentment. Contentment in Christ. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content, even prison. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Through him who strengthens me. You see, St. Paul had learned the secret of being content because he had his eyes not fixed on his neighbor and what the neighbor had, but rather fixed on his Lord. He looked to Jesus Christ, the one who, though he was rich, made himself poor, so that we, by his poverty, might become rich. Our Lord, who thought nothing of having it all and leaving it behind, for your sake, that you might be his and belong to him. Our Lord, who knowing the struggle that we would have with comparison and desire of what other people have, knowing the envy that would so often take root in our hearts, came among us, and not only came among us, but took on himself what we deserve and died upon the cross. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who was content to take your sins and mine, to take your death and mine, to take your hell and mine, and bear it for us. St. Paul was looking to him, and tonight we look to him as well. And when we look to our Lord and compare ourselves with him, what we find is that everything that belongs to him is given to us: the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. And so we can be content, and we can carry on, and we can live through him who strengthens us, the one who gives us strength to live and to work and to love, no matter how much or how little we have. And as we think about our lives, we are reminded that the things we have are things that come from God in the first place. He created the entire heavens and the earth, and he created man and woman at the center of that creation, and he provided for them food. And even after the fall into sin, God continued to provide, continued to care, continued to give us what we need for our daily lives. This is why Jesus says that we do not need to be worried about what we will eat or what we will wear. I dare say that all of us have no reason to be worried about what we will eat, because we can probably already imagine what will be on the table tomorrow. There will be no lack. God has created and sustained us, and life in this world remains a good gift from him, even when that life at times is a struggle, even when it may be a burden, even when the finances are painful and the health is not great. Still, we have Christ. And because we have Christ, we are lacking in nothing. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, do not allow the thief comparison to come today or tomorrow or in the days ahead and rob you of the joy of thanksgiving. But instead, as you receive your daily bread, your turkey, your pumpkin pie, whatever the Lord gives you tomorrow, receive all of it with thanksgiving. Receive it in humility. Receive it with joy, as gifts that come from the creation that God made for you, and as gifts that come through the sacrifice that Christ made also for you. And so tonight we gather to thank and praise God for what he gives. We gather to look to Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. We gather as brothers and sisters in Christ, not to look at and compare with one another, but rather to rejoice in our Lord. And as St. Paul said to the Philippians, "My God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." And no one can steal that from us. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. We confess the first article of the Apostles' Creed and its meaning. What is the first article of the Apostles' Creed?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
What does this mean?
I believe that God has made me and all creatures, that he has given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support his body and life. He defends me against all dangers and guards and protects me from all evil. All this he does only out of fatherly, divine goodness and mercy, without any merit or worthiness in me. For all this, it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
Thanksgiving sacrifice and call in the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
Lord,
have mercy.
Christ,
have mercy.
Lord,
have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your mercies are new every morning, and you graciously provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your goodness, give thanks for your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
For the prayer of thanksgiving, each petition ends with the words, "Let us give thanks to the Lord," and you are invited to respond, "Thanks be to God." For the riches of his creation and for his grace that sustains what he has made, for the natural resources that support our daily lives
and for the good fruit of the earth by which we and all creatures are fed and nourished, let us give thanks to the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the law that protects us against harm shows us our sin and guides us into all that is good and pleasing to the Lord. For the gospel that shows us our Savior Jesus Christ, through whom we enjoy forgiveness and life, and for all who have taught us this word, prayed for us, supported us in the Christian faith, and encouraged us in faithful reception of the Lord's Supper and godly living, let us give thanks to the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the freedoms we enjoy in our land, for those who hold high positions in our nation and communities, and for peaceful and quiet lives that enable us to live as God's people and to extend his kingdom to others, let us give thanks to the Lord. Thanks be to God. For the Holy Spirit and the gifts of Holy Scripture, Holy Baptism, Holy Absolution, and Holy Communion. For all pastors, missionaries, teachers, musicians, staff, and servants of the church. For our life together in this congregation and for our unity in doctrine and practice, let us give thanks to the Lord. Thanks be to God. For those who care for the sick, the elderly, the unborn, and the needy, for medicine and the medical arts, for the health and healing we receive here, and for the resurrection of the body and the greater healing still to come, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For the fruits of the Spirit that God has already begun to work in us, and for the promise that he will bring these fruits to completion on the day of Jesus Christ, for even the smallest and weakest fruits of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control that have been shown to us and grow in us, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
For our vocations and occupations, for the gift of labor and the privilege of enjoying the fruits of our labor, for neighbors and family members to love and serve and who love and serve us, for hands, hearts, and minds, for the creativity and making that spring from us, and for the privilege to bring our needs and the needs of others before the throne of grace, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. In faithful remembrance of the saints who went before us, for grace to rejoice in the mercies the Lord showed to them in their lives, and for the promised day of reunion when the dead in Christ shall be raised, and we shall join them in everlasting light and life, let us give thanks to the Lord.
Amen.
Thanks be to God. In all things, O Lord, grant to us grace, not to think more highly of ourselves than we ought, but to honor you above all, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. On our own, we have nothing that will endure, but you have granted to us all things in Christ, and the life that does not end. Hear your people, for the sake of and in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, with whom, in whom, and through whom all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.